it's time for Coffee Talk, and I have Madeline Jarvis on the line with the Two Harbors Public Library. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle, and no tears here.
Good. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Two Harbors, so no tears, right?
Exactly. But you're right that we've had kind of a warm spell lately, so it might not hurt to cry outside. But for days like today, just keep your chin up.
Right, exactly. And it's going to warm up, so that's totally cool. So, yeah, and as you said, lots of cool stuff happening in our community. And so what's happening at the Two Harbors Public Library?
We have our weekly craft and chat. Stop on by at the library with whatever you're working on. If you're in the middle of a knitting project, if you just want some accountability to finish that last row, if you are quilling, whatever you're doing, just come, bring your project. It's a laid-back group that is really interested in hearing what other folks are doing and sharing their perspective and what's going on their craft as well.
That is so cool. You know, on Jeopardy, a whole category the other day was crafts, and quilling was actually one of the answers.
Wow, wouldn't that just be the funnest job to think about, well, what every category can we
yes. Yes, I have thought of that and the surveys for Family Feud.
Oh my gosh, that would be so
wouldn't
good.
That be so fun to write those? Yeah.
That would be amazing. If there's ever a Jeopardy question about Wind in the Willows, though, the members of the Short and Sweet Book Club are going to be prepared.
Oh,
we're also having our Short and Sweet book group. And for this book club, we prepare a reading that you can basically do over your lunch hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe 10 to 15 pages worth of reading. Sometimes it's poems, sometimes it's essays. And for tonight, we're reading the first chapter of The Wind in the Willows. And this is something that I have never read before. I remember the cartoon, so I'm familiar with it.
Mm.
But it was so exciting to kind of give myself permission to branch out, try something different. Of course, there are snacks. But stop by the library. We have copies of the chapter available at the front desk. And the Short and Sweet Book Group meets the third Thursday of the month from 6 to 6:45. We announce a month ahead of time, so you have a month to read your 10, 15 pages worth of reading. If you like what we read, great. If you didn't like what we read, you know what? That makes an interesting discussion sometimes. So
yeah,
stop on by. Both of these programs are in our library's meeting room.
Great. And what ages would have the most success in that reading group?
Yes. Love the way you phrase that. These are both designed for grown-ups, but open for all.
Okay. Excellent. All right. What else do you got for us?
So I just talked about some grown-up programs. We also have some fun opportunities for teen engagement coming up. We also have a teen book group meeting called Talkie and Pocky. And Pocky are these Japanese cookies that a lot of our high schoolers love. So for Talkie and Pocky, we read the first in a classic anime manga series, come together, geek out about that, and enjoy some cookies and camaraderie. And this book group meets at the community tables by the manga section, so right where they're looking for books anyways. Last month, I read My Hero Academia. I'm not usually a manga reader, so it was fun to give myself permission to try something different. And honestly, I feel like it was one of the best books about leadership I've ever read, and it was a teen superhero book. So that was a ton of fun. And that group is meeting this spring, the third Thursday of the month, at the community tables by the manga in the library, designed specifically for teenagers.
Perfect. Love it.
Yeah, and as our community members are reading, remember that our winter reading program goes through February 28th.
Mm-hmm.
The theme is reading gives us all the feels, and we have had so much fun helping people win different prizes. Of course, the true prize is the love of literature, but
right.
It doesn't hurt to earn a free hot chocolate as you're going through as well. So
right.
If you heard some clinking at the library, we have a Plinko board. So every time you reach a milestone in winter reading, folks of all ages get to put a coin in the Plinko board and watch their fate in their own hands.
That is so awesome. You can never have enough Plinko. You guys just
that
make everything so fun and just, you know, just that extra little twist on it that is memorable and engaging, and you guys just do it up so awesome.
Thank you so so much. It is such a fun team to work with, and we definitely have fun serving our Two Harbors and Lake County community.
That's so awesome. And you just have all the ages covered, all the genres covered, and what else is going on there that listeners just need to know?
So if listeners haven't had a chance to see our art exhibit from Dana Sicola,
yes,
that is up through March 6th. And then we will probably announce our next artist at our next Coffee Talk call, Michelle. You're going to geek out about her, too. But for right now, stop in and see those really bold, dynamic collage paintings from Mankato-based artist Dana Sicola up at the Two Harbors Library now through March 6th. We are closed for President's Day, so stock up on your books today and tomorrow. But other than President's Day on Monday, we're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. So come on in, enjoy the art, get started on winter reading, and find some great things to bring home with you.
Sweet. So I'm just curious, what is the CD or movies that are just flying off the shelves that always has a waiting list? What's the hot movie going on in the Two Harbors area?
Oh, good question. I would say Yellowstone is really tough to keep on the shelves right now, any of the seasons.
Yeah.
The good news is because we're within the Arrowhead Library System, even if you don't see the movie you're looking for on the shelf, we have a separate news section for our new stuff. Put it on hold, and one of the 27 public libraries that we partner with will help you get a hold of that.
Perfect.
Father Stew with Mark Wahlberg has been really popular. It's about a way that somebody becomes a priest that you might not expect. Top Gun Maverick, not just my father-in-law's favorite. That one has been being checked out a lot. And then a Patton Oswalt, I'm going to describe this as cringe comedy, called I Love My Dad, where he's looking to reconnect with an adult son who he is estranged from and realizes that the closest way is to catfish him. So he poses as a beautiful woman online talking to him. And this is actually based on a true story. This has been a popular movie, and I feel my whole body cringe as I talk about it.
I'm starting to get tingles, too. This is kind of crazy. Wow.
And, right. And he's such an amazing comedic actor, so I'm sure it's fantastic, but oof.
Wow. Yeah. And Father Stew is based on a true story as well.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yep. So look at that. And Maverick probably is, too. I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Oh, that's so fun. So how do listeners get in touch with you? And you're closed on Monday, but what are your regular hours?
Yeah, so our regular hours are Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, 9:30 to 5, Tuesdays, Thursdays, 11:30 to 7. Give us a call at 218-834-3148. Stop by our website to put any of those movies or any other library materials on hold at twoharborspubliclibrary.com. And give us a follow on Facebook, Two Harbors Public Library. And the team does a really great job of posting sneak peeks of the new items that we're always adding to our shelves as well.
Excellent. Love, love, love it. All right. Anything else that listeners need to know this week?
Just that we love partnering with KTWH.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today, Michelle.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be back to brainstorming some other Jeopardy questions for
okay,
our next side hustles, but
there you go. And it's going to be March next time we talk.
Nice.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Absolutely.
Right. You enjoy the rest of this day, and thanks again for calling in each and every month that you do. That's so awesome. I love our partnership.
Same. Talk to you the first and third Thursday.
All right. Sounds good. Yep. Bye, Madeline. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in each month on the first and third Thursday.